Hamish and Gabby, the podcast.
Okay, class, that's the end of another week. Any questions?
Well, I do have some questions, Gab, something for you to ponder across the weekend. If anybody has any answers to any of these questions, and they are answerable questions, feel free to give us a call, 13 12 16.
Wait till the end, though, because I might answer them.
You might. I kind of prefer you wouldn't, but you still do have a crack at them all the same. Don't forget, you can also message us on our Facebook page, Hit South Queensland. All right, first one for you, Gab.
Okay.
On that rare occasion when you shake someone's hand after they've just come out of the toilet.
Yep.
Which is worse, them having wet hands or dry hands? Because wet hands can be many things. Dry hands could also mean that they haven't washed their hands.
No, I reckon
after going to the toilet.
I reckon wet hands are okay. Dry hands are worse.
Right.
Because wet hands means they've washed their hands. No one is going to wee on their hands and not wash them. They're not. It's just not going to happen.
You sure?
It feels gross, like, and your mind does wander when it happens, but no one is going to do that.
Okay, all right. Well, I'm just... Okay, so wet hands is okay.
Yeah.
All right, no worries. Let's move on, shall we? When you go out for food and order extras, they charge you more. But if you ask for things to be taken off the price, the price still stays the same.
You have no idea how much this grinds my goat.
Yeah.
Because I'll go and I'll say, can I please have that breakfast without the bread because I'm gluten-free, but can I have a hash brown instead? And they're like, we'll have to charge you for the hash brown.
You're taking the bread off.
I'm not eating the bread.
Why do they do that?
Why wouldn't you not just sub it in?
Yeah. Somebody can let us know,
I would
cafe or whatever,
that.
What the rule is. That'd be great. 13, 12, 16. Thank you. Let's move on. If you have a playlist set to random and it plays every song in exact order, has it failed to be random or is it the most random thing ever?
Definitely the most random because it's not what you expect.
Yeah.
It's the most unexpected way to randomly play songs.
Wow. Gab, you're on fire.
I think I am.
Can I throw one more at you?
Okay. I'm ready.
Do you think that people with terrible spelling have the best passwords? Because you go, what's your password? The word password. No, I've tried that already. Spell it for me. P-A-K. Sorry, what?
Do you know what? I had the wrong spelling as my password for a good, 5 years there. But I didn't realise it was the wrong spelling for quite some time.
There you go. But anybody else trying to hack
in? No one would have been able to hack it. It's time for a pup date.
Yay.
I love this time of the week. It's my favourite time because I get to talk about my fur baby bear and I'm not allowed to talk about him any other time.
No, that's correct.
Unless I sneak it in.
He's a tiny little chihuahua.
He is. He's a tiny little chihuahua. He's absolutely gorgeous and he went to puppy preschool on Wednesday night. He was a star this week after snapping at everyone last week and being the naughty kid. He was the only one who didn't pee inside.
Oh, that's great.
All the other puppies did.
Yeah.
And he was just like prancing around because he's toilet trained. But then they did like a quickest one to lie down scenario and he came last in that because he's so little.
Yeah.
You put the snack on the ground, he just bends his head. He doesn't need to lie down. He's like, what do you want me to do?
My
I don't get it.
So short.
He doesn't understand. So it's very hard to get him to lie down. But also, I had to pack his little bags today because he's going on a bit of an adventure over the weekend. I'm going back to my mum and dad's for my birthday weekend.
Sure.
He's going to my boyfriend's sister's house. He's having a bit of a play date
play
there.
Play date for the weekend.
Turns out, though, he's getting a bit smart. Getting too smart for me, Hamish.
Yes. Why?
Or maybe I'm just too lazy and he's figured out how to play me because I treat him and that's how I train him because he loves food.
Yeah.
And to toilet train him, that's what I did. Every time he went outside to go to the toilet, he'd come inside and I'd give him a little treat.
Yeah.
And he learnt very quickly that if he went outside, he got a treat. If he went inside, he did not.
Yeah,
so that's how he figured it out. But I got a bit lazy and I stopped watching what he was doing outside.
Yeah, right.
He'd go outside, he'd ponder around, he'd do whatever business he needed to do. He'd
One's
come inside, exactly, and he'd run on over and he'd be all excited because he knows if he goes to the toilet outside, he gets a treat and he'd be like, "Woo! I'm so excited, I'm the best ever, give me a snack."
Yeah.
And I would. Mm. And the other day, same thing happened.
Yeah.
But I was sitting on the couch and I could see him through the glass door.
Mm.
And he literally went out his little doggy door.
Yep.
About 30 centimetres.
Yeah.
He sat down.
Yeah.
He stayed there for maybe 30 to 45 seconds, just chilling out, looking around, checking out the surroundings, turned around, came back inside, and came running over to me going, "Woo! Give me a snack, give me a snack, give me a snack." And he was so excited. And I was like, "Mate, I saw you. You were just sitting there.
You didn't do anything.
You didn't do anything.
Yeah.
And I don't know how often he's done that to me.
You think,
he could have been doing that this whole time. I don't know, because I've been too lazy. I don't watch what he does.
No, and it's kind of weird to watch your animals, you know, doing their business.
Yeah, I want to give him a bit of privacy.
Yeah, of course.
But he's pushed the limits, and he's learnt my weakness, and he's like, if I act excited, I get a treat.
That's hilarious.
And he has figured me out.
How many times do you think he's been out there just watching his watch go, you know, 30 seconds, 45 seconds.
Yeah, it's about the time of a week.
Here we go. And back in snacks. Here we go.
I was wondering why he was going to the toilet about 5 times in an hour. Like, man, your bladder is really small.
Gentlemen, we can rebuild it. Better. Stronger. Faster. The Dad Bod Squad.
We're moving towards the pointy end of the Dad Bod Mod Squad's fitness challenge at F45, Gab. Mm-hmm. Just a little over a week to go.
It's not long.
The last 7 weeks have flown by.
They really have, actually.
They have indeed. We've had a good bunch of guys working really, really hard to get the Dad Bods into some sort of shape. And one of those guys who has next leveled it, I've mentioned it many times before, he's on the line right now. Travis, how are you?
Good, guys. Yourselves?
Yeah, not too bad at all. Now,
you have taken this challenge so seriously.
Yeah,
a bit too serious.
Now, last week you mentioned, and in fact we mentioned, that you did 11 sessions in a week. The rest of us are lucky to, I got 5 out. But there are a few that are doing 3, which is the standard. There's nothing wrong with that at all. But you've decided to next level it. Now, what is your motivation?
It's kind of split. It's kind of like, you know, you want to get fit and healthy, you know, for family and kids. And also that calendar still sitting in the back of your mind that, you know, I've got to look good for that.
Yeah, that's true. 11 sessions, though. How sore were you at the end of last week? Like, how exhausted was your body?
Yeah, it was pretty, like, you know, you just felt like you'd just be in the hospital for, like, ages, woke up out of a coma. But it was
just... Sounds enticing.
Okay, so we know you did the 11 sessions, 10 or 11 sessions last week. This week, though, how did you go? Did you back it up with another 10 or 11, or...?
No, this week I've only gone once a day so far. But, yeah, next week, just because of rosters, but next week I can double it again, yeah.
All right, so the final week, you're going to up the ante. Now, when this challenge finishes in just over a week's time, are you going to continue on this fitness journey? Maybe not to the same extreme, but...
Yeah, that's what I've said. I talked to a lot of people. Yeah, continue it, but yeah, not as in double a day. Just dial it back a little bit, back to normal standards.
So once the calendar photo shoot's over, then you can relax a tiny bit?
Yeah, just a little bit, yeah. Not too much, but just enough, yeah.
Now, you're a baker by trade as well. Have you been tempted over the last 7 weeks just to throw the odd donut down as a cheat meal?
Every morning, even this morning as well, doing donuts. I'm like, no, I'm not going to eat a donut.
One more week.
You are a strong, strong man. All right, mate, look, it's been great catching up with you. Can't wait to the end and the photo shoot, of course, for the calendar. Have you picked your body bit yet that you're going to showcase?
I'm still not sure. I'm sticking with upper body because lower body not looking that flash yet. So we'll just stick with the upper body, yeah.
All right.
That's
work
fair. We can do that.
Body.
Yeah. All have right. You booked in for your spray tan?
Oh, no, I've still got to do that. Yeah, I've got to do that today, ringing up.
Yep. Better do it.
All right, you better do that.
It'll make those muscles pop.
I don't know, Gab. I just...
It really does.
Yeah, I'm sure it does, but the way you say it makes it sound a little dirty.
Nah.
Yeah, I don't know if that's well
Get your mind out of the gutter, Hamish.
Well, you first, Gab. You first. All right, Trav, it's been a pleasure catching up with you. Thanks for that, and we'll catch you at training later on today.
Okay, see you guys. Bye.
Traveling and sleeping can be two of the hardest things to combine. Not for me. I just fall asleep as soon as I get into a car or on a plane.
I think we all understand that you manage to stay awake for 4 hours of this show.
And that's about it.
And then it's pretty much Gabby's in hibernation until the following show.
It's not even a lie. But for normal people, sometimes sleeping on a plane can be quite difficult. Yeah. And there was one guy who was traveling between South Vietnam and North Vietnam on a flight.
Right.
And he was trying to get a bit of shut-eye. He was a bit tired, trying to get a bit of a snooze in. Yeah. And he got woken up to this weird, strange... stinging sensation on his leg.
Yeah.
I was like, what is going on? He woke
Bugs
up.
In here. Yeah.
And all he could see was this tiny little hand coming through from the seat in front.
Yeah.
And this hand was pulling one hair at a time out of his knee.
Oh, his leg hair.
Just yanking it out. And he was so confused by the scenario that he actually got his phone out and started filming it.
Yeah.
And he put it up on YouTube. It's hit nearly 100,000 views so far. And in the end, he had to stop the little boy from doing it because he was like, what are you doing? Like, this actually really hurts. Yeah. It turns out the young Vietnamese boy had never seen so much hair on someone's leg and he was really curious.
So he's just pulling it out.
What is going on with this guy? This is not okay. And so he starts yanking it out. But, you know, some strange things do happen in flight. Yeah. So I want to know on 13, 12, 16 this morning, what's something strange that's happened to you
mid-flight
while on a flight? I've had a foot poke me from behind on the elbow and wake me up.
Ah, somebody's foot on your
elbow.
And
that was just gross.
Like a shooed foot or in a...
Barefoot on my armrest, stabbing me with a toenail.
Yeah. Oh, that's gross. Mm-hmm. That is gross. All right, give us a call. Tell us about your adventures mid-flight. We'd love to hear from you. 13, 12, 16. All right, Tanya, what's your story?
Okay, so we were coming home from Tasmania and we had to go from Tasmania to Melbourne on a flight. And my husband needed to pass wind. Oh. And I said, no way, you're not going to do that. We're in the middle of the plane. And I said, you better go to the toilet. I said, you're not doing it here. So he goes to the toilet and he couldn't really do anything, but he thought he might have, so he decides to wipe his bum, and as he was pulled up his pants, the toilet paper got stuck in his pants. So when he come out, the toilet paper was still stuck to his pants, and he walked all the way down to me, and I said, "Oh my God, you cannot do that." He didn't realise the toilet paper was hanging out of his pants. And my mate said to him, man, that's the funniest joke I've ever done. And he didn't realise. And he sat down and everyone's looking and laughing at him because he's got all this big roll of toilet paper.
He's got a toilet paper tail. How does he feel about you telling this story?
He doesn't know, but I'm hoping he's listening.
Tanya.
Oh, my God, I love you so much.
If it ever happens again. If it ever happens again, just let the poor guy pass wind.
Save all the trouble.
It would have been better than him walking out of there
If he asks you to pull his finger, just do it. All right? That's the rule.
Okay, I will. No worries.
Thanks for the call.
Hamish and Gabby, the podcast.